Since 2008, after the likes of Uber and Airbnb ushered in the era of on-demand marketplaces, hardly a quarter has gone by without a new Uber for X launching, at least in the US and other developed countries. On-demand marketplaces made the sharing economy thrive. An economic model for peer-to-peer based activities, the sharing economy allowed people to monetize their time for specific tasks and services. These marketplaces also automated the matching of supply and demand, as well as pricing. Despite the many benefits of the sharing and gig economy, workers usually find what they do one-dimensional, prioritizing consistency and efficiency over individuality. Enter the passion economy, a model that allows individuals to monetize their skills. On this episode of Built in Africa, we put the spotlight on how e-commerce platform Seller is working to grow Africa's passion economy. Digital platforms that employ the passion economy model, like YouTube, Substack, and OnlyFans, highlight the user's individuality. These platforms can be very niche though, leaving a variety of content uncatered for. In the same vein, some kinds of content would flop on these global platforms. However, they'll do well on a niche geographical platform. Seller is one of such startups trying to take advantage of this opportunity. Based in Lagos, Nigeria, Seller, spelled S-E-L-A-R, wants to help Africans monetize their skill, knowledge, and content from anywhere in the world.
So if somebody is like writing an ebook or if somebody is creating like a course.
That was Douglas Kendison, founder and CEO of Seller. Douglas says that when he started Seller, African digital product creators weren't regarded as people who create much value.
I mean, maybe people rate like influencers.
Yes.
Nobody has really thought of digital product creators as a thing. However, for me, I just always felt, even while we're building it, that this would actually be a thing.
However, that notion is gradually changing. And he believes it's thanks to the work platforms like Seller do, enabling digital creators to sell ebooks, courses, provide training and coaching, among other content.
So many people are creating very sensible value on different fronts and in different formats that they are worth selling locally, and they are selling locally. I mean, I have like coaches that sell coaching memberships and programs for like 350K, 600K. And it's weird because you would think, I mean, Nigerians don't have money for that, but I mean, people are paying for that a lot.
For perspective, 350,000 to 600,000 naira converts to anywhere between $700 and $1,500, depending on exchange rates. For many Nigerians, this is worth way more than their combined salaries for a couple of months. The journey to building Seller started in 2016, when Douglas was a customer success expert at Paystack. In 2016, Paystack only worked with businesses and rarely with individuals.
But then we kept on getting like emails of people that just wanted to sell their either like ebook or something. And I was like, well, we can't serve them at Paystack. So I was like, oh, let me make an MVP.
With the help of a couple of friends, the MVP was completed in 2017. Say you wanted to test your idea. Like Douglas, you would have to build a quick MVP website. Easy enough, right? But there's coding, wireframes, and all this tech jargon. It can all seem overwhelming. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. HostGator's website builder helps you get online and build a beautiful, functional website in a snap. With a drag and drop editor, a suite of apps and tools, and easy e-commerce integration, HostGator's website builder is the perfect choice for your new business or personal website. You can easily search and choose from more than 200 professionally designed mobile-friendly templates. Quickly customize your pages by dragging and dropping buttons, maps, forms, images, and more. And with their e-commerce package, you will have everything you need to get your online store up and running with ease. HostGator's website builder is loaded with all the fundamental support you need, like free website hosting, a free security certificate, and a free domain name for the first year. Plus, the around-the-clock world-class support has your back all along the way, from easy to expert. Join customers around the world who have trusted their website to HostGator. Get started today by visiting builtin.africa/HostGator. and get up to 60% discount on your purchases. That's builtin.africa/hostgeto. To sell, well, seller, Douglas relied solely on one-on-one online discussions with creators rather than placing ads.
I was never comfortable with ads because I am a very poorly obsessed person. I think I was always very concerned about ads because it's like, I don't want to like do ads and then drive 1,000 people and only for them to be disappointed.
Douglas recalls that he sent at least over 500 Instagram DMs to potential users during this period. Of course, you can imagine how slow the conversion rates for that approach would be. So Seller remained in a semi-stealth mode for over 2 years. Meanwhile, Douglas remained gainfully employed. So his attention was divided.
I mean, I've always just kept a job. So, I mean, I was a paystack for 2016, 2017. I worked at Flutterwave from 2017 to 2018. Then I moved to Dubai to work for a robot advisory startup. Then recently, I also worked for another YC-backed like payments company in the UAE, building like plat for the Middle East and emerging markets in general. I only just quit my job like this month. So this is like the first time that I'm probably jobless in the last 4 years.
Despite Douglas's divided attention, things began to look up in 2020 when he decided to approach things differently.
All of 2020 was now a process of me trying to be more intentional about how we did things, whether it was like product, whether it was like outreach, whether it was content marketing, which was very key, on Instagram, reaching like the right people.
The effort paid off. A seller began to pull in impressive numbers by the second quarter of 2020, keeping up the momentum until the end of the year. For someone who has worked in two prominent Nigerian fintech startups, the comparison and competition between Flutterwave and Paystack isn't alien to Douglas. In 2020, both Flutterwave and Paystack launched storefronts, which Douglas prefers to refer to as checkout pages, for individuals looking to sell their products online. Naturally, one would expect this to spell trouble for Seller, given the competition's financial strength. But Douglas is careful to brush off any comparison between Seller and the other two platforms. In his opinion, Seller is more than a checkout page.
I think at the end of the day, for Flutterwave and Paystack, they have a lot of physical product sellers that would need to use their platform. And I mean, the cost of making a website is expensive. So they made a list. They made like a simple page for them to add their products and a checkout page for everybody to move. I mean, that serves the purpose it's meant to serve.
But with Seller, things are different. Most of the platform's features are centered around how best creators can sell their digital products. From how files are being accessed, to hosting video-based courses, to issuing coupons to early buyers, among other things.
So while I definitely don't want to make it about, oh, we have more features than them, because that sounds dumb, but I think you probably want to start from the approach in which we take things. I mean, we're helping people sell digital products, and everything around that, everything we've built in terms of like products, in terms of what people can, on, in terms of how much like the different things that these guys can sell on our platform, whether they're like ebooks like courses, tickets, etc. If we were to try to do that on those platforms, you would have to end up doing like a lot of engineering on that front, which doesn't serve the purpose. However, with Seller, you get like a simple platform that actually helps you achieve that purpose of selling your digital content.
This doesn't mean Seller excludes physical product sellers.
I have a lot of like wig sellers that sell natural wigs to a lot of like customers in the US. The whole point is giving everybody like that unique, smooth experience to sell their content locally and internationally.
On one front, Seller is an e-commerce store builder for creators to sell almost any digital product. On another, the platform facilitates cross-border payments, leveraging the payment channels on Paystack, Flutterwave, Stripe, and PayPal.
And all of it comes like fully integrated like into Seller. So, I mean, someone that signs up on Seller today has 6 currencies by default. All they have to do is like maybe set the price they want on like Naira or something. And then when somebody from Ghana visits your page, we show them the Ghana equivalent. They pay. The user gets their money back in Naira.
With most of his progress achieved last year, Dollar says seller has facilitated cross-border digital trade between Africans. Nigerians, for example, are selling so much content to people in Ghana and Kenya, and vice versa. Seller is free to use. Any digital creator can create a profile and start selling. But seller then begins to charge creators when they make a sale, between 4 to 10% per transaction, depending on the currency used. In December 2020, the startup introduced a subscription model where creators were to pay between $15 to $30 monthly for more features. Although it was received well, it's still up for review and remains a secondary source of revenue to sellers' commission fees.
Making money by processing is definitely still profitable for us. But I guess we're definitely also going to try to push like our subscription, because I mean, I've always heard that MRR is like nice, but like just seeing like the numbers and like one, and I'm like, wow, I actually kind of really love the idea of this. Just money coming in for like everybody. Yeah. Obviously, it would just have to be dependent on us giving value that is that people are happy to pay for.
So far, the startup has no less than 17,000 merchants from Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Tanzania, South Africa. And in 2020 alone, they processed over $270,000 in gross merchandise volume, about 100 million naira. While Douglas admits that these figures don't paint the full picture, he believes they prove that there's a lot more room for growth and seller is barely scratching the surface. He often reminisces about the little progress made after years of iteration and how challenging it was to acquire customers at first due to a lack of credibility. Nevertheless, customer referrals were crucial for sellers' growth, which according to him speaks to the platform stickiness. For now, the seller team has Douglas as a solo founder, alongside two content writers, a software engineer, and a salesperson.
I kind of did start it with friends, but they didn't have the bandwidth for it for the longest time, so they sort of left earlier.
From launch to date, the only outside investment the startup has gotten came in 2018, when he received the $10,000 Tony Elumelu Foundation grant. While it's too early to talk about profitability, Douglas confidently remarks that seller makes a decent profit. Raising money to accelerate growth is one of his plans for 2021. However, it's not a priority.
I mean, I've just grown my team from 3 to 5, so I really want to make a system that works for every, like make it like stable, like process, and just keep using our product, because we have so many people that kind of depend on this. And hopefully, I guess once the dust is settled, which will it ever settle, then maybe I'll pick up that conversation again.
Thank you for listening to Built in Africa. This script was adapted by Heritage Kenya Okafor and edited by Muyiwa Matunuko. Research and interview by Heritage Kenya Okafor. Sound design by Ogenekaro Obrutu. This is a production of TechPoint Africa. I am Muyiwa Matunuko. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review of this podcast by searching for Built in Africa on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also email us feedback at hello@builtin.africa. That's hello@builtin.africa. Don't forget to visit builtin.africa/osgeto to get up to 60% on your purchases. For more stories on startups and innovation in Africa, please visit techpoint.africa.